This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 26. We're going to find the right mentor for you. What's up, everybody? Before we get into this, I want to give a shout out to What A Guy 2006 was kind enough to stop over and leave a 5-star review. Says, just caught up on the last 5 episodes. Great for anyone interested in working for themselves. Covers many self-employment topics and very informative. So thank you very much for taking time out of your day to leave that 5-star review. I greatly appreciate it. Now, in this episode, this actually stems from an email I received from David. And David sent me an email that says, hi, Mike, thanks again for your help and expertise. One of my major struggles are getting the proper education about real estate investing to begin this business. You hear so much from these so-called gurus, but it seems like they just want your money. I'm looking to get started investing in real estate soon. Thanks. David, everybody can relate to this, and I appreciate you reaching out to me and sending me that email. Now, me personally, I actually attended a seminar years and years ago, and it was by a local guru. And, the room was full of energy. It cost $100 to get into this seminar. And it was one of those one-day deals. They feed you lunch, and he was talking about all the money you're going to make flipping real estate. And he actually had his boot camp in the end. And at the time, this was back in the day where it was a binder filled with, copied and printed off material. It wasn't like nowadays where you just opt into a website and put in your password and you have all the material. So he wouldn't let you see what was in the program that he was selling at the end, but it cost $1,000. And with all the energy in the room, I thought, hey, for $1,000, I'm going to learn what this guy knows, and I'm going to go ahead and take action, start flipping houses just like he does. So I shell out $1,000, walk out of there with bags full of binders and DVDs and CDs and all that fun stuff. I get home and I open up the binders, and no lie, it was actually photocopied from Ron LeGrand's program that came out 10 years prior to that. This guy just photocopied someone else's program, and then on the ones that actually had Ron LeGrand's contact info, he just switched it to his contact info. Put in no effort, just copied somebody else's course, and a lot of it is repurposed, but come on, put in the effort and actually make up your own course. So I totally get where you're a little skeptical about shelling out money to a guru to be mentored by them. Now, having said that nightmare story there, when you find the right guru, it is absolutely worth paying somebody to get hands-on education. So I'm going to share with you some steps that I take, and up to this day, I still do this, before I actually write that big check, because let's be real, paying a guru could be anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Some of them even charge $25,000 a month for their time. This is a huge investment. So before you go shelling out money like that, these are the steps I take to find out who I want to be mentored by next, if I'm comfortable with them, and to find out if they're the real deal. So first things first, let's talk about free strategies, and that's books. I mean, we could go to the library and find all the knowledge and information we could ever want in the books for free. So start studying up on your topic and make sure this is something you really do love, you're really passionate about, and you're ready to move forward with. And that goes for real estate, fitness, building an online business, whatever it may be. Start with something free and just dive into it. If you absolutely love it, and you are consistently wanting to know more about it and you're ready to grow, then you know this is for you and you're ready to spend some money. You could also go on YouTube. I mean, you can watch YouTube, and most people are watching mock-up videos of things and fart jokes, but there is a wealth of knowledge on YouTube. I mean, you can literally go on there and type in Tony Robbins and see a 30-minute seminar without paying a dime and learning from a giant like that. If you want to learn about investing in real estate, go on YouTube, you type in Robert Kiyosaki. Or Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you will find hundreds, if not thousands of videos of Robert Kiyosaki sharing strategy after strategy of techniques you can use to get started immediately. If you need help marketing your business, you type in guys like Joe Polish, the Piranha Marketing guy. He's a huge, huge marketer. You could type in him. Preston Eli has a great video on marketing. If you want personal development, you could search Sean Stevenson. These are all guys that are going to give you great information for free. And by watching this stuff, you can, not only get tips to help your business take it to the next level, but you're going to find out within yourself if you're really interested in this line and you want to continue with it. Because if you're watching these videos every day and you're loving it and growing it, this is a business you want to expand into. The next place is to start your local market. And I'm talking about networking with people that are like-minded. So the best place, and I talk about it all the time, is go on meetup.com. And if you're interested in real estate investing, join the real estate groups on there. Attend their meetups. Find out who the real movers and shakers are and who's out there just, you know, talking the talk. So get with the movers and shakers and just pick their brain. Try and add value to them without having to give them a check right away. Just, you know, if you could do anything, just say, hey, I'd love to plan your next meetup for you. Can you show me how to do this? And, you know, these are great free ways to help somebody else out. In return, you could get them to share with you a strategy that you've had countless questions on, but you just don't seem to get the answer. Now, some of you may know a guy named J. Scott Scheel from Commercial Property Academy. And way back in the early 2000s, I actually worked for Scott when I was in the flooring business. And I was watching Scott blow up, you know, buying commercial building after commercial building. And I was doing all the work for him. And, you know, he was kind of a big fish, so I couldn't get one-on-one time with him. But when he'd stop by the job sites, believe me, I'd hammer off five questions to him right away and try and get the answers about real estate investing because I was so passionate about it, but I didn't have the money to invest. So, you know, even though I was just his flooring installer, as he would walk by, I'd say, hey, Scott, boom, 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 ask whatever questions I could. Whatever answers I got out of them, I would take that and then just try to apply them to, you know, get my real estate business off the ground. So these are all low cost ways to, you know, learn strategies from mentors without having to pay for it. So, you know, books, YouTube, completely free, great places. Then there's my favorite place, podcasts. Listen to your favorite podcast. Everybody's sharing stuff on there for free. Now, they may only give you a taste of it, but you get to hear someone's story, their backstory, and what they've accomplished. And by doing this, you can find out, you know, can you relate to them? Have you been through the same struggles as them? And have they accomplished what you want to accomplish? These are people to follow. And this is where you're going to start, you know, finding who your potential guru might be that you want to follow and actually be mentored by personally. So what I do when I'm listening to podcasts, and I listen to them all day long, all different shows, is I'll either the host of the show or the guest, if I like them, I'll go over to their website. Everybody has a freemium on their site, and you type in your email, and they'll give you something free. This is a great way to find out a little bit more about them and what they have to offer you. So when you type in your email address and this person sends you their freebie, how good is the content they just sent you? Is it just some whatever to capture your email and then pitch you something at a higher price? Or they really give you some seriously good value in exchange for just your email address? If they're delivering the goods and you're actually able to take action on something they just gave to you completely for free, this is someone to keep on your radar. This is somebody that actually wants to help you win. They're going to deliver value day in and day out, and you may want to be mentored personally by them. Now, you're on their email list, you got their freebie, and if it is good, you want to continue to stay on their list. These gurus and mentors of yours, they're going to go ahead and send you something at least once a week, if not more, trying to add value to your life. And open every one of these emails, because you never know what little valuable gems are in there. You know, it's all free. So track, if you have 10 people on your list, or if you're on 10 people's list, just go ahead and open each one of their emails. Take the time to read what they're sending you and see who's adding the most value to you. Who can you relate to the most on these marketing pieces? And then narrow them down. Because let's be real, you can't have 10 mentors at one time. You want to have one, really you should only have one at a time, because you'll just get confused if you have more than that. So narrow it down to who your top person is, and then see if they have an affordable product for sale to get you to the next level. Most of these people offer ebooks or online courses that can range anywhere from $5 to a couple hundred bucks. And let's be real, you know, anybody really can't afford this. So if your next step, you're still afraid to pay some money, you start with their $5 ebook and sample the material in there. If they're still adding great value in that and you could still get your business to the next level by that little $5 investment, then maybe you should step it up to their, you know, 4-week course after that. And, you know, same thing. If you're taking their 4-week course and your mind is just blown by all the goodies that they're giving to you for a minimal investment at that point, you know, 4-week course might cost you $100 to $200. And if you find that that's well worth it and it's changing your life in, you know, more ways than you thought was imaginable, then you might want to step up and make the investment and hire this person to be your actual mentor. And, you know, like I said, it sounds like a process here, but would you rather take the time now to learn for free, make a couple small investments, and then go ahead and make that big investment in a person to change your life, or rush out and hand the first person that's a great pitch and, you know, find out that it was all hype and they really couldn't help you out in what you needed? Now, me personally, I still hire mentors to this day. If somebody has the answer to a question that's been boggling my mind and I don't know how to get to the, you know, the fast lane, I should say, you know, like I said, we could always take the long way, but if I know someone could deliver me the fast track to my answer, I will gladly pay them for their time. And a lot of my mentors have actually been on the show already. I mean, you know, you have Emmerich Herbst. He has shown me countless ways to flip real estate. There's Nick Loper. You know, I've hired him for his time to bounce some ideas off of him. Anthony Trand has helped me out tremendously in the business. I hired Kamanzi to show me how to blog. So, and these are all people that I met, aside from Emmerich, all met through podcasts. So, you know, that's the best strategy, I think, for finding a mentor. You know, start with the freebies, then go for the opt-in, absorb all the content, and actually take, you know, action on the content that they deliver to you. And then from there, if you're feeling good about this person and you think they have your best interest at heart, then go ahead and hire them to be your one-on-one mentor and take your business to the next level. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Reach out to me, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if there's any other questions we could mention you on the show about, and start taking action today. All right, everybody, thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody, thanks, and let's take action today.